Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to AIXTRON's 2018 annual results conference call. Please note that today's call is being recorded. Let me now hand you over to Mr. Guido Pickert, VP of IR and Corporate Communications at AIXTRON, for opening remarks and introductions.
Thank you, operator. Good afternoon and good morning to all of you listening to our call. Let me start by welcoming you all to our presentation of the 2018 results. I'd also like to welcome our executive board represented by Dr. Felix Grawert and Dr. Bernd Schulte, as well as our VP of Finance and Administration, Charles Russell. As the operator indicated, this call is being recorded by AIXTRON and is considered copyright material. As such, it cannot be recorded or rebroadcast without express permission. Your participation in this call implies your consent with this recording. As with previous results conference calls, I trust that all participants have our results presentation slides, page 2 of which contains the usual safe harbor statement. It applies throughout this conference call. You may also wish to have a look at our latest IR Master presentation, which includes additional information on AIXTRON's markets and its technologies and is available on our website as well. This call is not being immediately presented via webcast or any other medium. However, we will place an audio file of the recording or a transcript on our website at some point after the call. I would now like to hand you over to Dr. Bernd Schulte for opening remarks. Bernd?
Many thanks, Guido, and a warm welcome from my side as well. As usual, I will give you an overview of AIXTRON's key developments in 2018 before handing over to Charles Russell, who will go through the financials in more detail. This then will be followed by Felix Grawert for market development. I will then come back to you to wrap up and give you our 2019 guidance. 2018 has been a very successful year for AIXTRON in many aspects. Not only did we beat the original targets we set ourselves last year, but we also see that the business is in a much stronger position than it has been for many years. We ended this year with a strong order book, and we have an exciting, diversified technology portfolio, which provides us with a solid medium to long-term outlook. Let me remind us that in 2017, we decided to realign our company to focus on our core MOCVD as well as OVVD technology. This led us to cancel or freeze certain product lines and the corresponding R&D expenses. We sold a product line that we considered outside of this core focus. This realignment is now completed, with achieving the important milestone in October of last year, when our OLED deposition business APEVA signed a joint venture with the South Korean display industry supplier Iruja. As a result, APEVA will become a full OLED deposition system provider, and we are hopeful that we will see an order for production size chamber later this year for this business. The success of this strategy is already reflected in our 2018 revenue and earnings numbers, which were largely driven by the sale of MOCVD equipment into optoelectronics, mainly for lasers and LEDs. In these areas, customers use our systems to manufacture lasers for optical data transmission and 3D sensor technology, be that for facial recognition in smartphones or for the upcoming functionality of LiDAR. In the area of LEDs, there are applications including the manufacture of special LED, such as red, orange, and yellow LEDs for display applications, high-performance LEDs for automotive lighting, or UV LEDs for the environmentally friendly disinfection of water. We see a strong growth potential in micro-LED displays, for which we hear about progress in their manufacturability. Let me now give you an overview of our key financial highlights for 2018 in slide 4. In 2018, revenue reached 269 million euros, which was 40% higher than the comparable revenue in 2017. We also managed to increase our EBIT from 5 million in 2017 to €41 million in 2018, driven by strong gross margins of 44%, which are up from 32% the year before. This was a result of a better product mix, product cost reduction measures, and a stronger US dollar. Order intake was also the strongest in many years. At €302 million, it was 34% ahead of the comparable figure of the previous year and leaves us with an order book of €138 million, 27% higher than the same time last year, giving us good visibility into revenues for the first half of 2019. In summary, not only have we achieved our guidance in all metrics, we have reached the upper ends of all our 2018 guidance items provided. With that, let me now hand you over to Charles for a more detailed overview of the 2018 financials.
Thanks, Bernd, and hello to everyone. Starting on slide 5, we had a good fourth quarter with an order intake of €72 million, similar to the levels in previous quarters, and ended with an equipment backlog of €138 million. Revenues in 2018 were 17% ahead of 2017, which is 40% ahead on a like-for-like basis for the continuing business. The improved product mix, as well as the strong US dollar, particularly in the second half of 2018, produced a gross margin of 44%, 12 percentage points ahead of 2017's 32%. 2018 EBIT was €41 million and net income €46 million. Net income was higher than EBIT because of deferred tax assets which were recognized in 2018. Moving on to slide 6, let me go into more depth on the income statement. Total revenues for 2018 were €269 million compared with €230 million in the previous year. In the quarter, the revenues were €88 million. Gross margin was 45% in the final quarter and 44% over the full year. The strong dollar added €3.3 million to sales and margins in the quarter compared with our Q4 guidance, which was based on $1.20 to the euro. The margins also benefited from increased sales volumes and better cost efficiencies. Gross margins in the same period last year were considerably lower at 32%. Operating expense in the quarter was just under €19 million, more or less in line with the average. Selling expenses of €9 million in 2018 were slightly lower than the previous year and remained below 4% of revenues. G&A expense was €5 million in Q4, in line with the previous quarters, and was €18 million for the full year, 8% above 2017. Q4 R&D costs were more or less in line with previous quarters. On an annual basis, R&D expenses were €52 million, 24% lower than the previous year. However, 2017 included discontinued product lines and restructuring expense. The R&D expenses for the OLED activities in 2018 were €24 million, compared to €23 million in 2017. Overall, EBIT for 2018 was €41 million and net income €46 million, both substantial improvements over 2017. Net income in Q4 was €18 million, which was well ahead of the previous quarter and was a reflection of the product mix, high level of sales and strong dollar in that quarter. Turning to the balance sheet on the next slide, the main changes compared to a year ago are a reflection of the increased business volume. Inventories and advance payments from customers have increased because of increased backlog. Receivables have increased because of the higher sales, although they still represent only 36-day sales outstanding. Moving to slide 8, which shows our cash flow statement. Free cash flow was €4 million for the year compared with €91 million in 2017. The free cash flow in 2018 is after payment of €12 million related to the previous year's disposal of ALD CVD. Total cash flow includes €10.4 million for shares issued from Apiva to Eruja, of which €5.4 million was paid in 2018 and €5 million is not payable until 2019. We finished the year with €264 million in cash, up from €246 million. With that, let me hand you over to Felix.
Thank you, Charles. Most important for 2018 were lasers for 3D sensors, which were integrated for the first time 2017 in the smartphone of the leading provider Apple in the iPhone X. The view from market research firms such as Yole Development is that this market is likely to grow from $2.1 billion to $18.5 billion in 2023, and we believe we are well positioned to provide the manufacturing solutions for that market. We all read that the adoption of this functionality is currently accelerating to other cell phone products, which is the prerequisite for further growth in the space. Beyond 3D sensing, lasers are also core components for optical data transmission. With the move to 5G mobile networks and massive increases in the data being transmitted by fiber optic cables, we see increasing demand for our leading manufacturing solutions. And we see this market growing in size, driven by end-user demand for internet services, cloud computing, especially video on demand, and by the communication of connected devices via the internet. Another focused area of ours are specialty LEDs, of which we are concentrated on red, orange, and yellow LEDs and the upcoming potential for micro-LEDs. ROY LEDs are used in applications such as large format displays for sports stadiums, airports, and shopping centers, but also increasingly from mini LED backlight units in high performance LCD screens. According to LED Insight, this market is expected to grow to $5.4 billion in size by 2023, up from $2.9 billion in 2018. And again, our positioning in this market is very strong. Another exciting technology, which is at an early stage of development, are micro-LEDs, which are already used in smaller applications such as head-mounted displays for augmented and virtual reality. However, micro-LEDs could have wider applications in areas such as large TVs and smartwatches. According to LED Insight, the market for micro-LEDs in 2018 was $0.6 million in size, and they expect it to grow to $3.2 billion by 2022. The specifications for MOCVD performance for manufacturer micro LEDs are expected to be extremely challenging in terms of yield and also throughput at the same time. We believe that we are well suited to address these challenges with our planetary reactor concept, delivering the combined high uniformity with large batch size in the industry. Starting with the second half of 2018, we are seeing increasing customer demand in the area of power semiconductors based on the wide bandgap materials gallium nitride and silicon carbide. These materials allow for a significant reduction of energy conversion losses, contributing to improved energy efficiency in applications ranging from smartphones to electric vehicles and solar power plants. According to a study by the market research company IHS, the market for semiconductor-based silicon carbide and gallium nitride power devices was $600 million in 2018 and is expected to reach $2.1 billion by 2023. These wide bandgap materials such as gallium nitride and silicon carbide are complex to produce and call for a good balance between yield and throughput. In gallium nitride, we are well positioned with our G5 Plus tool, which is the tool of record for this material system today. Our new fully automated silicon carbide tool is with selected customers for beta testing at the moment, and we remain confident that we will secure additional silicon carbide power customers and thus additional revenue within the next 1 to 2 years. Another focus area for AIXTRON is OLED, for which our subsidiary APEVA is in the process of qualifying the OVPD technology for OLED deposition with a major display producer. To date, OLEDs have been mainly used in high-end mobile phones and high-end TVs. Going forward, we expect OLEDs to be used much more widely as production cost is reduced. According to research from the investment bank UBS, the market for OLEDs for TVs, for example, could grow from approximately $1.9 billion in 2018 to $20.5 billion in 2025. This is a substantial opportunity, and thanks to the formation of our OLED JV with Aruja, we believe that APEVA is well positioned to become the deposition equipment supplier of choice in this market. APEVA has made significant progress in recent months. Approval of the joint venture has been obtained from the authorities. The integration of the team of former AIXTRON and Aruja people is going well, and joint processes and IT systems are being established. The Gen 2 OLED test system has achieved positive results, such that our customer has agreed to the installation of the test system in his production facility. This installation has been completed. In the next step, the system will produce layers of OLED stacks, which will be thoroughly investigated by the customer. When these tests are successfully concluded, we expect to receive a customer order for a large area deposition chamber in production format later in 2019. In addition to these MOCVD and OVPD production product lines, we also develop, for example, technologies to produce graphene, carbon nanotubes, and carbon nanowires. These materials promise very interesting potential in a variety of applications, be they in battery or in display applications, and give us a solid long-term growth opportunity. With this, I will pass you back to Bernd, who will discuss our guidance for 2019. Bernd?
Thank you, Felix. Looking at a shorter term to 2019 on slide 10, we have good visibilities on revenues, in particular for the first half of the year, thanks to our strong backlog. However, on orders, we have limited visibility, noting that there are headwinds around the general development of the global economy, and we are sensing some reluctance to invest by some of our customers. Consequently, we expect orders for 2019 to be below the 2018 order levels and in a range between 220 and 260 million euros. We expect revenues to be in between 260 and 290 million euros in 2019, which would be similar to or above 2018 levels. These ranges consider both the geopolitical and customer-specific uncertainties, as well as the still unclear magnitude of a possible order in the OLED segment. We also expect to achieve gross margins for 2019 in between 35 and 40%, with lower margins in the first half of 2019 due to shipments of lower margin LED products to China. We expect to achieve an EBIT of between 8 and 13%. This is mainly due to a different product mix and the fact that this guidance is based on a US dollar-euro exchange rate of 120 US dollars to the euro versus a stronger actual US dollar since second half of 2018. In addition, we expect to generate free cash flow of between 15 and 25 million euros in 2019. Please note that these estimates also fully include the results and CapEx of APEVA and is based on the previously mentioned budget rate of the US dollar versus the euro. Let me say that after a successful 2018 and with a strong pipeline and good technology roadmap, we are very much looking forward to gain from the growth opportunities we see in front of us. Finally, we would like to thank you, our shareholders, for your trust in our company. We are convinced that AIXTRON has the necessary operational strength and the innovation power to remain a technology leader in the compound semiconductor industry in the future. With that, I'll pass you back to Guido before we take your questions.
Thank you, Bernd, Felix, and Charles. Operator will now take the questions, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press nine followed by the star key on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw your question, please press nine star again. Please press nine star now if you'd like to state a question. The first question comes from Charlotte Friedrichs, calling from Berenberg. Over to you.
Hello, thank you for taking my question. My first one would be around your margin guidance. If you could maybe walk us through the different components here that made you end up with the ranges that you gave here. So how much is, do you think, FX, how much is mix, and how much do you expect on the operational costs? And the second question would be around the order intake, and if you can give us a little bit of an insight how that is split by end market, please. Thank you.
Yeah, let me speak first about the order intake. I think it's quite obvious, and we said this in the past, that in 2019 we do not expect a lot of orders coming from the LED field for the red, orange, yellow, because 2018 was an extremely strong year in terms of order intake, and we will see a lot of this capacity going into this market by shipments in 2019. We also expect that for the optoelectronic, namely systems for 3D sensing, we're seeing that this market in the short term will not pull so much demand due to the fact that also in last year we have installed a lot of capacity with the key customers in this area for the key products. However, we expect a growth definitely in the range of the power electronics compared to 2019. So overall you see it's a reduced number coming mainly out of the LED field and somewhat the laser part. I should also say that the number what we're guiding here is also expecting some uptake of the laser order intake in the second half of the year. Coming your question to the margins, I guess you mean 2019, 35% to 40%, and when you compare this with the number we achieved in 2018, which has been 44%, you can consider that about 2% has been, was a benefit from the US dollars, and the difference basically coming slightly below 40% comes from the higher percentage of the LED tools we carry in our backlog, and which we will ship in the dominant part in the first half of 2019. And the difference is pretty much the lack of visibility in terms of exact order and product mix in the second half.
Okay. Maybe one follow-up on APEVA. I think you mentioned it in your prepared remarks, but I didn't quite catch the number. How much was your how much in cost did you have for APEVA in 2018, and what do you roughly expect for 2019?
What I said was that the R&D expense was around 24 million euros, and in 2019 we expect the overall effect of APEVA on the EBIT to be significantly less than in 2018.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Uwe Schupp, calling from Deutsche Bank. Over to you.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Two questions, please. First on OLED and second one on the guidance. Yeah, just on OLED, just to clarify that, I think about a year ago, you basically were pretty vocal and said, yeah, we're expecting an OLED tool order later in the year, and as such, OLED revenue would be coming down, or OLED R&D would be coming down starting this year, which obviously is the case, but where do you stand exactly? What is the amount of visibility you can give us that you will be getting an OLED order by your lead customer? In other words, are you more or less confident compared to Q3? Any clarity additionally would be obviously quite helpful. And then secondly, on the outlook, your backlog stands at just roughly 140 million at the end of 18. If I revalue that at spot, I obviously come to something more in the area of above 150 million. You have a 50 million of service business, obviously, roughly speaking. So in order to come to the low end of the revenue guidance, it means you are guiding for 30 million or so of Q1 and Q2 orders, and I wonder if that is something that you wanted to imply, or are you just, again, very cautious at this time of the year? Thank you.
Yes, so let me comment first on your question regarding OLED. Yeah, the status is, as mentioned before, that our tool has been installed in the factory and that we are now preparing process runs. And based on the outcome of those process runs, then at some point in the year 2019, we expect an order for the tool to be placed. With respect to the probability or the likelihood of that order coming, there is no change to what we said previously. So we are confident that this is coming, but we need to remain patient until the project reaches the necessary maturity.
Yeah, hello, Ashok. On the guidance, certainly please keep in mind and bear with us that the entire guidance is made on 120, so we cannot revalue different components of it at different rates. So when you make this maths, which is straightforward, you have to use 138 for the backlog in order to achieve then the guidance for. And I think we have this nice slide in the back of our presentation, which would mean that in the first half we need to achieve something like 77 million euro to achieve the lower part and corresponding 107 for the higher part, and I think this is what it is.
Okay, very helpful, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Malte Schaumann, calling from Warburg Research.
Yes, good afternoon. My first question is regarding the gross margin again. To what extent might that be negatively impacted by maybe initial shipments of tools for carbide or even OLED? To what extent do they potentially contribute to the lower margin?
So on silicon carbide, we do not see an effect on the gross margin. And what was the other question?
Whether potential initial OLED contributions might also weigh on the margin, or is that purely related to the LED LED products?
This relates to the LED products, which were just earlier discussed.
Okay. And I think the margin depends on what we actually agree with the customer if we get an order, and that's totally up in the air at the moment. We don't know.
Yeah. Okay. And with respect to the lower costs for OLED, that refer to a reduction of the R&D expenses, or is that also costs offset by revenue contributions, which might then depend on the point of time when you receive the order?
Exactly as you say. We expect a significant contribution from the revenue coming in on this segment in order to achieve the reduction of impact on our bottom line.
Okay, so you would need the order, let's say, by September, October at the latest to book sales?
I think the order comes when it comes.
I think we can start to book sales using the percentage of completions once we have the order, and we can book the corresponding work against this order, against this project.
Yeah, okay. Then on the US dollar sensitivity, I mean, you might have indicated that, but assuming that maybe the dollar stays where it is, or close to 115, would that then imply that you would also again see kind of a 2 percentage point tailwind from the currency development this year on the margin level?
We have about 65 to 75% of our sales denominated in dollars, and any increase in the revenue generally falls mainly through to the bottom line. We don't have that much in terms of dollar costs anymore since we sold the ALD CBD product line.
Okay, so the 2 percentage points might not be too wrong.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. Then my last question would be on the tax rate. For cash taxes, we would probably assume kind of the minimum taxation in Germany based on the tax loss carry forwards, and then towards the end of the year, you could benefit again from new capitalization of taxes, deferred taxes.
You're right. We could expect to see a tax rate of somewhere around 15% overall across the world, and but I don't think we will be capitalizing any more deferred taxes at the end of the year unless we see a difference between the 2020 outlook compared with the 2019 outlook.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Thank you. If any participants would like to ask any questions, please press 9-star now. Please press 9-star now if you would like to ask a question. And we have a follow-up question from Uwe Schupp, calling from Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, just to clarify again, a follow-up on OLED, please. Is the in the OLED guidance, is the or in the order guidance, is an OLED order included, or and or in the revenue? And if so, by how much would that be the case? Thank you.
The OLED revenue is included in our range. Yes, of course.
And any potential range? I mean, are we talking 10 million? Are we talking 20 million? Or is it higher than that?
It's certainly a certain lack of visibility of the exact size of the order, and that's why you see our range is a bit wider than in the previous years. And this is also reflecting the lack of visibility of exact size of the order.
Right, but we should read a fair amount of confidence that you indeed expect the order if you already put it into numbers, given your usual conservatism around giving guidance.
I think our probability, as mentioned earlier, has not changed. There's no new information. Yeah. But we have, of course, an idea what a potential order size could be. Yeah. And this order size has been included in the range.
Thank you very much.
With this, we conclude our full year 18 results conference call. Thank you very much to all participants, and see or hear you later. Bye-bye.